This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian shelling has killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians and wounded 20 others in a day, according to the office of Ukraine's president. Authorities said Friday the new casualties included the deaths of two civilians in the southern city of Kherson and two more in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The shelling took place as the country worked to recover from an earlier wave of Russian missile strikes and drone attacks. Ukraine is urging Australia to increase its military aid. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australia is the largest non-NATO contributor to Ukraine's war efforts. It supplied missiles and Bushmaster armoured personnel carriers. A group of up to 70 Australian Defence Force personnel have also been stationed in Britain to help train Ukrainian troops. Analysts say the commitment of Germany and the United States to deliver tanks to Ukraine puts pressure on Australia to increase its military assistance to Kyiv. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A global chemical weapons watchdog blames Syria's Air Force for a deadly chlorine attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A probe by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has established their reasonable grounds to believe Syria's Air Force had dropped two cylinders containing chlorine gas on the Syrian city of Duma in April 2018, killing 43 people. The watchdog's report offers the latest confirmation. The regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad used chemical weapons during his country's grinding civil war. Syria had joined the OPCW in 2013 under pressure from the international community after being blamed for another deadly chemical weapon attack. I'm Charles.